Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is Hawk Topics today because Steve Hawk is here. Hi, Steve.
Hello, gentlemen.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for the invite.
Hawk Topics brought to you by Horizon Credit Union. Were you coffee, Kevin, or just saying Hawk? I couldn't tell.
I said Hawk. I was coughing as well.
Okay.
But yeah, that was just
got a little
Hawk,
bit of both.
Hawk.
Yeah. Be careful. That'll get your voice into a place where you might not be able to recover from it. You know, when you kind of have a cough and you do a little tweak of your vocal cords.
Yeah. I know exactly how that goes.
Yeah, yeah. All of a sudden you're like,
I feel like it only gets me if I go down low.
Oh, get a little too much vibration in the vocal cords.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Steve, Kevin read a stat today that said what was the percentage of people, Kevin, for the kitchen disgusting thing?
1 in 6.
Okay, what is the disgusting thing? 1 in 6.
Yeah, it's...
Well, it says 1 in 6 people admit that they have dropped food on the ground and then served it to people.
Ew.
Which I have done. I have done that with a hot dog on the grill before, where it's rolled off and I'm doing like a lot of hot dogs for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And just kind of like picked it up and went, brushed off. You're good.
And then let somebody else eat it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, most of the time it was like, you know, the basketball boy is over or whatever. Like,
well, I don't know that I don't know that the person matters. I mean,
well, it kind of does.
Sure it does.
I mean, I would give my kid a rolled off hot dog more before I would give it to you.
Right.
Well, that I get. Yeah. I mean, if you're ranking the recipient,
oh, man.
I mean, I guess we're going to do that. Yeah. Let's play rank the recipient.
Yes. Ooh, it's America's hottest new game.
Yeah, that's right. There's food on the ground. You serve it to A, your wife, B, your child. Yeah, Steve, go ahead. Rank the
child.
Recipient. There, good answer.
She might be listening. He's at school. you know, I've dropped stuff on the kitchen floor before and popped it in my mouth.
That's different.
Sure.
That's your decision.
Right.
And you have all the knowledge of the travels of that food.
And it's usually like a piece of popcorn or something. It's not like a steak.
Hey, I understand. I've done the same thing. I've consumed stuff that I've picked up, but...
Not like on my way to the grill, if I were to drop a salmon steak on the floor, raw, uncooked,
fair.
I'm throwing it away.
Right into the trash.
Yeah, it's not going to make it to the grill. And some would say, what, you're going to cook all the germs off? Nah, not in my head.
Yeah, you just can't get the keys.
But you know what's
there.
Probably going to happen before any of that? I'm going to look up. Who saw that?
Right. Now you make the decision.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, you are going to look around. I mean,
yes.
There's certain people who
Who's
are just
in the room?
Absolutely no way.
Coast is clear.
Yeah, right. Kevin said, what was the knife thing, Kevin? What was like some percentage of people will use a knife and then put it back in the drawer like it's clean?
Sure.
After wiping
knife,
it off.
Like a butter knife wasn't very dirty. You just kind of wipe it on a towel or on your shirt or whatever.
I do that all the time.
Put it back.
One that you've used for food?
Okay. Yeah, I slice vegetables for my salad.
Okay.
And then I just wipe the knife off and put it back.
Do you rinse or just...
Yeah, I might rinse it.
I couldn't think of why... Okay. Yeah, I couldn't think of why I do it all the time. That's exactly it. It's cucumbers. When I cook cucumbers, they're just water anyways.
Yep. Yeah.
So just wipe it off and put it back.
Yep. No rinsing, though, Kevin? You're just wiping?
I might just wipe it.
Sometimes I'll rinse it.
Yeah, there's enough water in the cucumber, right?
Yeah, he said he wipes it on the inside of his shirt, and then...
Well, no, that...
That's where we differ.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, I didn't see that one coming.
Would you rather have it be the outside of my shirt or the inside of my shirt?
No, I don't. Jeez.
He wants no part in the shirt.
I'm going to have to think on that one.
I go, well, not on the part that's touching your skin. He goes, wait, you want it on the outside of my shirt? And I thought, maybe not.
Maybe not that either.
Yeah, well played. Maybe I just want it washed.
Or there's always a hand towel or a napkin or...
Oh, and we know those hand towels are clean.
Oh, you betcha.
There's nothing worse than a hand towel that's wet. Like you go to dry your hands on it and it's actually at least as wet as your hands are.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, why is that so wet?
Flip it around.
To what?
To the other side of the towel. The outside of the towel will be the wet one because that's where people always go and do their hand thing. So
you just grab the inside or turn the other side.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Revolving the towel so it stays fresher
I
longer.
Understand. Yeah. Okay. Heaven forbid you take one of the 15 that are in the drawer.
No, yeah, exactly. Why would I want to do that? I just need to wipe off this knife real quick.
How long do you think you use a hand towel before you change it out?
Me? I could go probably a week or two.
No.
I think ours get changed a lot quicker, like maybe 3 days.
Your wife is like, no, we're done. Yeah. Yeah. And do you do wash rags at your house or sponges or what is the...
Wash rags.
And then they dry where?
On top of they're hanging over the nozzle. You know, the water nozzle.
The, off the faucet. Right. Yeah.
So I don't like to bunch them up and have them sitting on
gosh,
the sink.
Oh, gosh, no. That's disgusting. Yeah.
And so they'll hang over that, they air dry, whatever.
Okay.
And use those for a couple of days, and then they go in the wash.
Okay. Yeah. What do you do, Kevin? Nothing? You've never cleaned your place?
My what?
I don't know if that was intentional or accidental, but either way, I'll take
you
it.
Guys, yeah, no, yeah. You guys got into a topic I was like,
I don't know, cleaning dishes.
Yada, yada, yada.
I did have some PTSD of when I was dating someone and I would do dishes or whatever and get the sink all polished up. It had to be, you know, perfect, no little spots, anything. And I would sometimes put the rag then over
between the sinks,
the divider between the two sinks.
Yeah, yeah.
And lay it there.
I can see it. Yep.
And for some reason, that was not what we wanted.
I've been told that too.
What we wanted.
Yes.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Almost that air gets to the one side.
As you said it, I was like, I'm going to get yelled at. Oh God.
But. He's literally flashing back right now. Do you need a moment? Are you okay? I mean, I don't want to get you in a bad spot. I want to know if you think that Steve, our producer, is a crazy person.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Thank you.
We were talking about the fact that we're going to go to Nashville and we're going to be interviewing probably anywhere between 80 and 100 country music artists.
Mm-hmm.
And... I said, you know what? My daughter said she might drive to Nashville. It's only a 4-hour drive from where she is. She might just drive over and see us. And I was like, oh, wow. When she called yesterday, I said, oh, well, she'd probably be really good at it anyway. She can, you know, hang out during the interviews and might be able to help since Kev's going to be back here. We would have another set of hands. And Steve said, yeah, she probably would ask better questions than I would. And I said, oh, not necessarily. I mean, I lied to Steve, but it's okay. And then I said, sometimes a woman can ask another woman questions that come out better than like if a man asked it, like, you know. And I was being funny. I said, oh, I really like your hair.
Sure.
And Steve, our producer, said, what if I get really big wide eyes and I say, I really want to cut your hair?
What?
It's the same thing, the same question.
It's not the same question.
Yeah, it is a little off. It's a little peculiar. It's like, why? Who? What?
It was a joke. I thought it was funny. You laughed. Come on,
Jay. I laughed because I was like, he had the crazy eyes. And I said, I can't wait to tell Kevin that you had crazy eyes and said, I should ask the ladies, I really want to cut your hair. And I said, well, first of all, it's not a question.
Is that what I said? Yeah, that's a fail.
Sometimes you just have to, you know, how to word things.
And that's
not the right way.
Wait, that's not funny?
No. Oh, no.
Steve Hawk, can I cut your hair?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, wow. That didn't help.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Would you be interested in the night market? Do you have any idea what that even is?
Kevin James.
I mean, I assume it's just a market at night.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round two with our buddy Steve Hawk.
Hello.
Kevin, you got anything for Hawk today?
I do.
All right.
Steve Hawk.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any interest in the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul boxing match that will be taking place on Friday night?
Just a slight bit. I mean, I kind of forgot that it was even happening. I thought it already happened, and then
because it got delayed.
So yeah, I guess that's why. And then I've been seeing the Fury this week, and yeah, I'm interested. Am I going to purchase it? Go somewhere where it's being aired? No.
Yeah, you're not going to pay-per-view.
You don't have to purchase it. That's the beautiful part.
Oh, well, then I see that's not how involved.
No,
it's
that's
just.
Where is it going to be on Channel 2?
No, just on Netflix.
Let's get ready to rumble.
So you do have to have a subscription
so
to Netflix.
So you have to pay for Netflix. I mean, oh, I stand corrected.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay.
Right.
But it's not pay-per-view, Hawk. It's a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, obviously you have so many streaming services, you don't even
don't
know
have
you
Netflix
have.
Right now.
Oh,
that's
man.
The one I don't have right now. That and Paramount are the two I don't have right now.
Oh, wow.
Well, you can come over to my place, watch it on the 32-inch.
Are you going out of town or something cool?
Watch it on the 32-inch.
Well, as a man.
We have to sit very close to it, but it'll be great.
Yeah. Hawk, as a man in your 50s, I mean, are you pulling
Wow, just
for
say his name
Mike
and his
Tyson?
Age. Wow.
Social Security.
Yes, I am.
I mean.
Quickly.
Okay, because that is, I will tell you that I watched the other series on Netflix where it's them getting ready for the fight.
Yep.
I think there's one more episode that airs maybe tonight before the fight on Friday. And the more I watched it, the more I was like, you know, they're doing a real good job of hyping both sides of this.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's, I don't have any clue what's going to happen. At first, I was like, oh, Mike Tyson's going to destroy this guy.
Well, Jake Paul is gigantic.
He is. He's gotten
so
big.
He is huge.
And I see some of these
very big and
social media things now that make me want to, is this staged?
Sure, yeah.
Is this all for fun?
I think they both have too much ego for that, probably.
You think so?
I might.
Yeah, I think
I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, when you watch that, that was the one thing. I don't have any of that anymore. I don't. Because I was with you. I was like, this has got to be staged. They're just doing it. They're going to get their money and that's it.
Right.
But it's like, I don't know. The more I watched both of them, I think they, even if it is staged, there's no way Tyson could stick to the script.
That's
well put. I don't think so either.
Well, he said this morning or last night, well, I plan on knocking him out.
That's my intention. My intention is to knock him out.
You're going to have to do this a little bit quicker, right? Because they've shortened the rounds. So now two minute rounds.
That's okay. Hey, that's okay.
That's
okay.
Never been a problem for you.
My quickest knockout is 8 seconds, so that's okay.
I mean, he sounds like he's ready.
Yeah, I feel like he's as much ready as he's going to be. So, yeah, I don't know. It's part of me, you know, the old guy is who saw him in his prime all those years.
Yes.
That's why guys our age go, oh, Tyson's going to rip him up.
Yeah.
But 30 years younger, so that's
a
thing.
Yeah, Tyson in the later years wasn't Tyson.
No.
And so, yeah, is that what this is going to be like?
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
You sure you're not going to subscribe to Netflix?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I might. You may have just talked me into it. We'll see. I'll let you know next
week. Hey, you're more than welcome, Steve Hawk. 32-inch TV.
I mean,
are we having a watch party at your house?
Aren't you gone Friday?
No, he's here.
Oh.
I'm here, baby.
Easy.
Why is he calling you baby?
I don't know. It didn't feel right once I said it.
Didn't feel right on this end either.
Hey, you want to come watch the boxing match, baby?
Sure.
Sweetie.
Can I bring some frosted snowballs?
Hey, why wouldn't you? I mean, you know.
Hey, if it's a party, it's
and, you know, if you drop them on the floor, feed them to Steve, if nothing else.
Oh, which Steve?
Yeah, not you, for sure. Yeah, and watching it on the 32-inch on Steve's couch, that seems so fun.
Yeah, I'll see what I got going on Friday night.
Okay.
I might have some
Jay
hot dogs.
And Kevin's Hot Topics. Hey. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Suddenly, producer Steve gets a desperation phone call half hour before the boxing match. Bro, turns out I didn't get Netflix.
Get on board.
Can I still come over and watch it?
Please?
Yeah.
No, now you're no longer invited.
Oh, well, uninvite.
Yeah.
What's the Brie Larson, Bryce Dallas Howard question? Is that just to see if he thinks they look alike?
Yeah, I was just curious because we were talking about
that. You know
that
who those
earlier.
People are, Steve?
No, I do not.
Brie Larson played Captain Marvel. I don't know if you remember any of the Marvel movies.
Okay.
And then Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, was in Jurassic World.
Right. See, I am so far out of the entertainment world, I don't really go to a ton of movies.
That's so great.
Get on social media and look at what actors and actresses are
doing. Oh, so you're just normal.
I don't know. Is that the norm?
Or I think it is.
Or is producer Steve the norm and I am old guy out of touch?
I think there might be a meet in the middle there, but I think less people really are that connected to what what actress did what, and you know, I just don't know how common that is.
Yeah, and it's just not my life. You know, I'm more of a, hey, what is on sports-wise? What's on TV? That's what I'm watching. Yeah. Sure. I go watch live sports usually.
Yeah, and you're not going to follow probably Brie Larson or Bryce Dallas Howard on social media.
Probably not.
Do you want me to pull up a couple pictures and see if he...
yeah, well, one's a redhead, one's a blonde. Kevin thought they looked alike.
That's basically it.
Yeah, yeah, so, and I don't know how much of that's true.
If Kevin says they look alike, I'm going with Kevin.
He was confused.
It was more a confusion of their names, and I didn't really know what either one of them looked like until I'd never seen them until they both did those movies, and I don't know. I just don't know who they are, really, and I thought, oh, I got them confused.
All right, then fine. Steve Hawk, does Brie and Bryce, do they sound so much alike that you would confuse the two?
Absolutely.
Attaboy. Okay. Do you think Steve, our producer, should watch 3 Men and a Baby?
No. Okay, I'm trying to come up with reasons why it would benefit him, and I'm think I can't. I don't know what am I missing here.
I mean, nothing really, other than it somehow came up this morning. We were just chatting before we went on the air, and I was like, "Did you ever see that movie?" And he's like, "I don't think so." I mean, it was before he was born.
Yeah, I was going to say that,
but still, he's seen a lot of movies before he was born. So that's not 100% an excuse. He's seen a lot of movies that were in the 80s for a guy that wasn't around.
He's nowhere close to having that situation in his house, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's for sure, yeah.
So I was trying to think, what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, you never know.
Just to fill out your repertoire of John Travolta movies?
He's not in there.
Oh, he's not? Who is the dude in that?
See, that's funny. We all did the same thing. We're like, wait, who is it again? It's Tom Selleck.
Wasn't it John Travolta?
Tom Selleck,
no, you're that's Ted Danson. You're thinking of Grease.
Yeah, you're looking. You're thinking of Grease. Look who's talking. It was John Travolta.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of. What'd you say?
Oh, Three Men and a Baby.
That's right.
Yeah, totally Tom Selleck, movie. Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, yeah. You gotta go see that. What am I talking about?
Look who's talking. No,
I thought it was the John Travolta mess.
You're the one that I want.
Kirstie Alley. Wasn't that Kirstie Alley? John Travolta. See, there you go. Yeah. That's a disaster. Don't ever see that.
But 3 Men and a Baby.
But
oh,
yes.
It's a Steve Guttenberg movie. You got to go see that.
That's the reason right there.
Every Guttenberg is Guttenberg.
Yeah, the Guttenberg.
Police Academy.
Absolutely. Gosh, all 100 of them.
That's what you're doing this weekend.
You're going
Guttenberg.
You're going to find that.
Yep.
Look at Netflix.
Find them all.
Yeah.
Find all of the marathons.
Guttenberg marathon. It's a Guttenberg weekend.
Oh boy.
Holy moly.
That Guttenberg sounds like a radio promotion.
Yeah, it does. We rent out one of the theaters and they just show all Guttenberg movies from sunrise to sunset. Man, all six people showed up.
Yeah, let's get some sponsors. Who wants in?
You know what? I want to say thank you for all your great ideas.
Okay, you're welcome. That's
really,
what I'm here for.
You really helped the show out a lot today.
I really do.
And it's time for you to go.
Bye, Steve.
See you guys.
See you, buddy.
Cheers.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We deep fat fried a turkey in the studio.
Kevin James.
We put down flame retardant blankets.
No.
Thanks, Kevin.
No, we didn't.
Aren't those U-Haul blankets flame retardant?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, the music. You know what the music means? You know.
Dance party?
Yes.
Money music.
That's one of them. That's the dance party is one of the things we do with that music. But at this particular time, it means Jay and Kevin's big jackpot. Josh is our contestant today. What's up, man?
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Just working away.
Yeah, boy. Got to keep that nose to the grindstone, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what would help is probably some money.
That's right, you know? Need some Christmas gift money.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you buy yourself any Christmas gifts, Josh, or do you not do that?
I mean, I wouldn't call them Christmas gifts. I think I just, you know, if I need something, I buy it.
Yeah, you're the guy who any significant other despises around Christmas time because they're like, you go, oh, yeah, I bought a new pair of slippers. They're like,
my wife says I'm extremely hard to shop for.
Yeah, right? I'm sure, yeah. Well, let's see if we can get you some money here this morning, Josh. What do you think is in Jay and Kevin's big jackpot this time around?
Well, I think I cracked the code. I'm going to guess 963. It seems to have been going up by 9 every time.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right. Josh has guessed $963. Huh. Let's see what we got.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
The number we're looking for is $963.
$963.
Hey!
Yeah!
Hey! Yeah! Let's go!
Love it.
Here we go. Here we go. It's like $2,500, $2,600, yeah, somewhere
sure,
in there.
Sure, sure. Yeah, math.
Man, that was, I love the big jackpot. So congratulations. Josh just won $963.
Ooh.
Ooh, man. That gets your heart racing.
Yeah. He could buy like 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't, a bunch of 32-inch TVs.
Good idea.
Yes. Yes, Steve, that is correct.
I'm just saying. Yeah,
I mean, I hope if he hasn't thought of that, Steve, hopefully he heard that. Yeah. What a good idea.
Well, I'll talk to him in a few minutes, yeah. And I'll make sure that he knows.
I'm sure it'll be his first thank you. It's not just thank you for the money, but thanks for the idea on getting, and I quote, a bunch of 32-inch TVs.
Well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why get one when you can get multiple?
I'm going to do some math here. Let me go online here, Kevin. While you can set up the clip of the day if you want. I definitely need to do some
clip
math.
Clip of the day. Matthew McConaughey has been making the rounds a little bit on some of the
can't even
talk
find
shows
a 32
and podcasts
inch, Kevin.
And all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find a 32 inch?
Yes.
Look where it says clearance.
There it is.
Man,
if you look under clearance, you'll probably find it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Whatever. It's a nice
720p.
All right, let's calm down.
Let's calm down. All right, the clip of the day is Matthew McConaughey. We love to hear him talk because he just has a cool voice.
Yeah.
He was talking with Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura on their podcast, the Two Bears podcast, and they were talking about his love for ketchup, and apparently him and Bert share this.
That's good, man.
Fuck, I'm never going to eat ketchup and not think about you.
Oh, well, next time I have ketchup, I'm going to not be able to not think about you licking on your hand.
Wow, that they used to have a little buddy there where I don't know if that's the case with ketchup.
A nice little buddy.
Bone. Yeah. I will say I'm kind of with him on the dipping of the burger, though. I do. That is the best way to do it for me as well, where you just give it a little bit extra there.
I'm with you. Like it, and I don't do that with a hamburger that I get like at a restaurant usually. And maybe once in a while I will. But if I barbecue one at home, that's always just a big old thing of ketchup on the plate to dip it in.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Well, I put ketchup on my ketchup is an interesting line. Don't think I've ever heard that one before.
Are ketchup and scrambled eggs. My granddaughter, she loves that. And she is like, just says all the time when I do the eggs, she's like, Papa, can we do the secret ingredient? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Is that ketchup is the
just
secret
don't
ingredient?
Don't tell anybody.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. And we'll get ketchup and we'll put them on there. And it makes her just love the eggs even more.
By the way, 9.92 32-inch TVs.
9.92.
Yeah, so he's just a couple of dollars short of 10 32-inch TVs with the money he just won. So I'm sure Josh has plans now.
You could open up an awesome restaurant.
With just 32-inch TVs? What, at like every table?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I mean,
the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Lisa Fortier's in here.
Kevin James.
I haven't been here in 100 years. I didn't bring posters. I didn't bring players.
Oh, yeah.
Barely knew where I was going.
Did you get lost?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's been too long?
I think I'm used to this version of radio that Kevin is.
Right,
you just
yes.
Call in from wherever you want.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Look at Kevin just changing everything. Just call in from wherever you want, Kevin.
That's what I do.
Yeah. There's not too many people that come in that Kevin's like, oh, it's fine. I'll end up catching up with him. But I know he was bummed yesterday when
for sure.
Missed Lisa Fortier in the studio. And I did see the half-court shot by her husband, and I did chuckle when I saw that, you know, well, not the fact that he has an injured calf. That part's terrible. But that he kind of had to do a little hop there where it looked like
it was very
awkward.
Weird form.
Yeah, it was like an awkward release. But, yeah. So, anyway, if you haven't followed them yet, you should. You know, does that happen to you? And I'm assuming it does, where you follow somebody and then you get out of there kind of like a rotation or your whatever the analytics are, they somehow don't see their stuff. And then you're like, what? Do I not follow them? And then you go back and look and you search their page and you realize, no, I follow them. Why am I not seeing any of that? So then you just
That is frustrating.
It is. And then I just have to go back and, because I don't like everything. I just, you know, I like to see stuff. Doesn't mean I need to like it, but I guess it does, because if I want to continue to see it, I need to like it.
I think that is playing the game, Jay. You have to play the game to get what you want.
Yeah. Gosh darn internet.
Final thoughts.
All right, Steve.
Gosh darn internet.
I mean, honestly, yeah.
So I mentioned earlier in the show, early this morning, that I had a very nice man help me with my smoke detectors yesterday.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out to Terry, who was very kind. He was very patient with me and was, helped me change the batteries and got the carbon monoxide detector, all things. And, you know, it was very nice. It was very nice. And he was telling me a bunch of stuff. We were chatting after he was done.
I'm sorry, what was his name again?
Terry.
Terry, okay.
Yeah, nice guy. And I was just talking, and the end of the conversation, he goes, yeah. Well, I got to get out of here because I got to leave at 3:30, and so I'll see you later. And then I was like, okay, he's in a rush. He's got to whatever. And then I looked at my clock.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2. I don't know how much stuff he had to do, but I mean,
that is hilarious.
Something seems a little fishy.
Yeah. Hey, man, got to go. Got a 7 o'clock or I got to get to tonight.
Yeah.
It's not even 10 a.m. yet.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that.
Yeah, it just means I'm done with your conversation and kind of bored with it.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it seemed like we hit it off.
You guys fast friends, were you?
Yeah, I mean, we were just chatting it up.
I mean, were you the only one talking, or was he?
He was doing most of the talking, actually.
Okay.
Well, no, I was doing more of the talking.
There it is.
At the end.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, thank you, Terry. It was nice meeting you, and maybe we'll have another conversation.
I doubt it.
See you around, bud.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
I think maybe Terry had said what he needed to say and then was like, yeah, I don't really want to hear from you, so adios.
Boy, this guy's not going to stop. Yeah, he's like,
hey, I got a 3:30.
That's a lot.
Take me about 5 seconds to get to, and I know it's only 2, but
yeah.
See,
well, he said I got a bunch of stuff I got to take care of before I leave.
Yeah,
you should have 3:30.
You know what? You should have said this. Oh, really? Like what?
I mean, he told me he was. I mean, that was part of the conversation.
Well, all the things he had to do.
Yeah, and I forget what he said, but
right.
It didn't sound like it was going to take him an hour.
Do you think being a poor listener might be the reason why he wanted to leave, because he didn't feel like he cared?
I listen, Jay. I don't want to say I don't care.
Yes, self-reflection is important.
Yeah, now I feel bad.
Kevin?
Well, do you guys, have you ever fallen asleep with a cough drop in your mouth?
Ooh, I think I have, yeah. Laying on my side.
Yeah, it's not something that you want to do necessarily,
no.
Because you could obviously choke on it.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's all the things that aren't great. I did that at some point last night.
Oh,
I don't know when. It wasn't when I first went to bed, so it must have been after a trip to the bathroom. I was like, oh, I should have a cough drop. And fell asleep with it. And I woke up, and of course, my mouth was just all sticky, you know, because cough drops can be sticky. And I was just like, oh, this is gross.
Yeah.
So I went to the bathroom, and I just like wanted to wash my mouth, and you could just see the sticky on it. And you're like, oh, I'm washing it. And all of a sudden, I look, and I'm like, what is that on my shoulder chest area? I'm like, what the heck is that?
Here we go.
And there is the cough drop just stuck to me. Had my shirt off, you know, and it was just cough drop stuck right there. And I went, huh, all right, well, I guess that's better than choking on it.
How many times have you fallen asleep with something? I mean, you did the M&Ms famously one time. That was just...
Yeah, that was more of a drunken pass out.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Mexico.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The M&Ms, that was a bad one, Steve. I woke up and there was brown all over my entire bed in Mexico.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh no, did I have an accident during the night?
Oh, jeez.
Because I had drank a little bit in Mexico.
And he did have an accident, then, but it wasn't the kind you're thinking of.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was just I got a thing of M&Ms out of the mini bar, I guess, when we got back, and I,
I guess.
Ate a few of them and then just fell asleep and dumped them all over me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Melts on your chest, not in your mouth.
Final. Yes, my whole body was just covered.
So we don't know the whole story because you don't remember, so we'll never know for sure.
It's a secret. Sworn to secrecy forever.
Okay. All right,
fine.
I don't drink anymore.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a compromise here. You can use the knife and put it back without washing it if it's bread. There's my compromise.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not going to.
That's a fair one, JJ's. Bread's a great reason not to wash it.
Bread, bagel, English muffin, you know. I guess maybe anything that's dry. I don't like the cucumber thing because there's moisture involved, and I don't like that. Or any sort of veggies and stuff where they can get where it's actually sort of wet. Ugh. But bread, I'll give you bread. I got to draw the line at bread, though, Kevin.
I mean, that's fine. I'm pretty proud of you, actually.
Well, you can thank our buddy Josh, who said, are we good with the bread? And I said, okay, yes, I'll give you bread. That's fair. He wants to be able to cut his bagel with that sharp knife and put the knife back in the knife block and not have to tell anybody he didn't wash it.
I'll tell you what I'll do when I do the vegetable thing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use maybe like one of the little steak knives because there's always plenty of them. And I'm like, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
But I'll take it out of the far left. Isn't that what we all do?
You know, I think I noticed the other day, I'm not 100% sure I even have a pattern. I tend to be more from the right because I'm right-handed. But...
Oh, really? Out of the
out of the block?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I always just go from the left because I'm American.
Because you read left to right, you're saying, so that's how you do it?
Yeah, so it just seems like you start on the left.
Steve, have you ever seen a knife
block?
Maybe
I'm totally wrong about this.
Have I ever seen a knife block? Yeah, I sold knives, Jay.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. So which side would you take it out of if you took a knife out of the knife block as you're standing there facing it?
Yeah, I would go left to right, I think.
Left to right, okay.
Yeah, just like you read.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
Yeah, but the trick there is...
I don't know.
If you use the one on the far left, after you wipe it on your shirt... You take one like four down and move it to the far left, and
so then something else is there. First. So
it has longer to dry and the germs to die and all that stuff.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's a show. Got to go, but on the way out, let's go ahead and qualify you for Monday's drawing for the Seahawks versus Cardinals. That game is coming up on November the 24th, and if you'd like to enter the drawing, 509-441-0999 will get you all signed up. Fellas, good job today.
Perfect.
And yes, perfect. That was exactly what the word I was going to use.
The show was perfect.
Yes.
Wow. 10 out of 10?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, mainly because
of
Kevin.
Well, you know me. I'll only give it a 9 so that I have...
You got room for improvement?
We could do a show better.
Yeah.
Yes. Ah. That's the way I like it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't perfect.
Well, yeah, I mean, one man's opinion.
Okay. Hey, we did get a big jackpot winner. That was pretty good.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That helped a lot.
Yeah.
God bless Josh for winning.
That was exciting.
All right. We're in Nashville next week, and then we got another chance to give away some money after that. There's a lot of fun stuff yet ahead. And don't forget, you heard about that Thanksgiving thing? That's coming up too. Wow. I mean,
yes.
I think Thanksgiving is going to be the holiday this year where you go, whoa, it's Thanksgiving. Although, you know, now that I've said it out loud, the fact that it's so late and there's so many fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That also could be one of those that just sneaks up on you. So don't let it sneak up on you.
I think so, where it's going to be, it's going to be weird where it's like, oh, wow, it was Thanksgiving, and then like a day later, it's December.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that is crazy.
All right, have a great day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow morning.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye.